l'Islande,
Mexico,
Suisse,
Russia,
Ireland,
Angleterre,
China,
une fois le Canada,
Lithuania,
l'Australie et la Nouvelle-Zélande.
Sweden. I visited Australia, China, Russia, Lithuania, Scotland and England.
Which one could be your favorite one, or which one kept your attention?
I would say Glasgow in Scotland would be my favorite for family, because that's where all my family live. And it was lovely to see them, usually for the first time for most of them. Edinburgh in Scotland would be my favorite for the history, because a few generations further back, that's where my family lived, and I got to walk down the same streets. Edinburgh hasn't changed much, but Glasgow has, so I could see Edinburgh, what it was like 200 or 300 years ago. Walk down the same streets, that was amazing. And for something completely different, Russia. I fell in love with Russia and I'd love to go back there too, spend some time there and learn the language.
And do you have some stories about this place?
Oh yes, lots of them. Start off, snow. That was new to me. Yes, anybody in the Northern Hemisphere is going to laugh at that. I've lived all my life practically in places that don't get snow. So last December was the first time I had walked in snow. And I'm still annoyed at those people who say salt melts snow. Well, they might be right. The salt melts it. But to me, melt means turn to liquid and it runs away. No, it gets replaced with horrible brown yucky looking stuff that's slimy and horrible to step in. Yes, you're laughing at me, so does everybody else. More things? Well, yes. And now I get a taste of what it would be like for immigrants or refugees going to a country where they don't speak the language or only speak a few words. We'd learnt a few words of Russian before we left, which helped us out in most cases. Having the numbers look the same, that was definitely a help, same as it was in China. One thing that was hard to get used to was all the extra security guards and the "we mean business" guns, because in New Zealand you don't see people carrying guns openly. But basically, lots of stories. I could probably fill up Sophie's whole tape with stories, but those are the main ones.
We met each other here in Auckland in New Zealand. And what are you doing here?
In Auckland, this is the city I grew up in, city I was born in. And I'm living in the house that I grew up in and spent most of my life in. I'm currently my mum's full-time caregiver, since she had a bad fall years ago and her physical and mental health has just not been the same since. I have two adult sons who've now left home. Empty nest syndrome! However, I do have a bird who gives me advice. This lots of the time. Usually when it comes to something dramatic on TV, you're just about to hear the big reveal of who it was that killed so-and-so in episode one, and the bird will talk right on top of it. And as Sophie will probably tell you also, I have a really friendly cat that loves to sit on top of anything you're working on.
Can you describe a little bit Auckland?
Well, Auckland is the biggest city in New Zealand. Population 1.2 million out of just over 4 million of the whole of New Zealand. It's a very multicultural city because that's where most of the immigrants come, and therefore most of them stay there. Just in the street that I live in, of course, we have some Maori families, Maori being the indigenous people of New Zealand. We have Samoan families and Tongan families, Malaysian, Chinese, Taiwanese, Hungarian, Sri Lankan, Fiji, Indian, Fiji native, and that's just within, oh, in a couple of Swiss families, and that's just within about 4 or 5 houses all around me. So it's a real multicultural place, and I love it.
You don't travel in this time, but you receive travellers in your home?
Yes, I do. I started being a host on Couchsurfer in October of last year. The idea that, well, I'd like to host a few people before I start travelling. Everybody who comes to stay has something they can share, either their knowledge of a particular city or some helpful tips to avoid being ripped off. And also with Couchsurfing, it's nice to have a few references behind you before you start looking for somewhere else to stay.
So what country could be your next trip?
Well, my son has decided to plan the next trip in 4 years' time. Starting out in Los Angeles, going up through Alaska, having a cruise through there, going right across America on Route 66 with a few extra detours, through the Disney World, of course, Disneyland, through the Caribbean, around the other coast of America, into Mexico, Chile, and possibly even Easter Island. I have no idea how that's going to happen budget-wise, but sounds good to me.